Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 17th, 2024. Mud season has come and gone. Black flies have arrived. The lilacs are about to bloom. There are signs of summer everywhere. The summer solstice is the day that the calendar marks as the first day of summer. That's coming up on June 20th. This year, weather permitting, the night will be lit by a nearly full moon, and planning is underway for the summer solstice event that Friends of Sears Island organizes every year out on the island. Whether these celebrations will be possible moving forward is unknown, as it's still unclear where or even if the governor's proposed offshore wind staging and launching facility will be located, when construction would start, how that would impact access to the island, and so forth. While the Mills administration insists that the adjacent, already developed industrial area at Mack Point has been ruled out as a viable location, no one that I have spoken to has seen any evidence of that. A state representative complained recently that the legislature was not even provided any supporting evidence from the governor before voting on a bill removing environmental protections from a sand dune on the island. We requested copies of any reports that support the Mills administration's claims that Mack Point was given serious consideration and the details of why it was ruled out. It has been actually about 5 weeks since we submitted that FOIA request, and we have not yet received any documentation. The folks at Mack Point, Sprague Energy, say it can be built there, and they have plans up on their website that you can go look at sprageenergy.com/mack-point. But back to the solstice. As they contemplate what the future may bring, the Friends of Sears Island continue to keep up trails on the island and organize events that range from bird watching and plant tours to winter and summer solstice celebrations. We checked in with them to see what they have planned for this year's celebration and how listeners who are interested can volunteer to help out.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGuire, and I'm the Outreach Coordinator for Friends of Sears Island in Searsport. Our group is the land manager for the island, and we take care of the conservation area on Sears Island, maintaining trails and access to beaches, in addition to offering a wide variety of free public programs throughout the year. Today, I just wanted to share about our upcoming event, Solstice by the Sea, which is an annual celebration of the first day of summer that our organization hosts each year. It will be held on Thursday, June 20th, which is the actual solstice this year, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sears Island. We're very pleased to announce that Sundog Solar of Searsport will be our exclusive sponsor again this year. We encourage you to bring the whole family for an evening of merriment to celebrate the start of summer. We'll have live traditional music by the Fiddlers and some other musicians from the Sea Strings Orchestra. We'll have readings about the solstice, a craft station to make your own noisemakers, and streamer wands for the festive little sun parade procession that we do on the causeway. Face painting, sidewalk chalk, giant bubbles, a rest and read area provided by the Carver Memorial Library, as well as a children's activity with the Penobscot Marine Museum. We encourage people that come to dress celebrating summer with a flower crown or tropical shirt, or really whatever means summer to you. We're also thrilled to have two local food vendors attending. Savory and sweet hand pies, snacks, drinks, and treats will be available for purchase from Portable Pie Place Food Truck, and Stone Fox Farm Creamery will be there selling ice cream. Or, of course, attendees are welcome to bring their own picnic. This event is free and open to all, but a suggested donation of $5 per person or $10 per family will support Friends of Sears Island's education and conservation programs. And lastly, I just want to also note that in conjunction with the summer solstice, we're going to be putting up a solar system walk along the paved road of the island. We'll be doing this with Carver Memorial Library as part of our ongoing collaboration to provide several story walks on Sears Island each year. And there's going to be informational signs about the sun, the moon, and each planet in our solar system. And the signs for each planet will be spaced apart in proportion to the actual distances between the planets, just to give a sense of just how far away some of the planets really are. We always love having volunteers, especially the day of with setting up. So I definitely encourage people to reach out. They can email me at outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org if they're interested in being a part of this celebration, and we can discuss any ideas they might have, or also find a way for them to help out if they'd like to volunteer the day of the event.
That was Ashley McGuire from Friends of Sears Island. More information can be found at friendsofsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.